Im lernen a blot gemara. We are up to the kufla mezayin on base, the very last line. Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmul, the last four lines. Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmul, Rav Yehuda named Meshmul, ha-koysev nechosev le'achar, if Reuven writes his estate for somebody else. But Amar Halo, and that somebody else says, e, ef, she, behen, I don't want it. Kona. Too bad. The guy is kona.
So it's totally only in the Daz HaMakim, not in the Daz HaMakim.
Fred Digimor, klep, v'afilu oimid v'tzavach, even if the guy stands and screams, I don't want it, he's kind of.
Doesn't he have to do a
Maisikin? Well, one second. No, he gave it, he was Mazakit to somebody else. So he's kind of. You talk about Shchimara, just doing a Maisikin. Shchimara gives over, you have to follow what he says. Rabbi Eichon says, like kind of, what's going on? Well, how can you force me to accept something I don't want? Can bit savach mi kara, if when I said I'm giving it to you, right away protested, I'm not interested, I don't want your gifts, of course it's not kaina. Can be shaysik mi kara. Here he's talking about the chachile, he was quiet.
So he showed you that he's accepting it.
Exactly. Ulu v'saiv savach, and then he screamed. Now if he screamed from the beginning to the end as a machlekes, then what happens to those goods? According to the shlokish, they're hefker, because the guy who gave it doesn't want it anymore. The guy who's supposed to receive it doesn't want to accept it. So what happens to the good? Well, so nobody. It's hefker. Anybody can come. And Rav Shimon says over there that no, it goes right back to the noisen. I'm only giving it if this guy can take it. If not, it goes back to the noisen.
Is this the din of metalfin and karka?
Yeah, no difference. Metalfin? No difference. Yeah, then you're right. What about instead of me directly giving Reuven giving to Shimon, Reuven asked Shimon, do me a favor, be zeich on behalf of Levi. Vishosak, and Levi was quiet. He saw what happened. He didn't say anything. Ulu b'seif tzavach, and then he started to scream, bonu lemachlekes abshingulir bonu. That be machlekes abshingulir abonu. The time we learn hakoyis and lechos lechos. Somebody wrote his estate to one person for you. Ben avodim. There were slaves inside that estate. Va'omer halah. E.F. Shibhan, the recipient, says, I don't want it. If the new master is a Koyin, it belongs to him whether he likes or not, and therefore the Avodim have a dinar, belonging a part of the state of a Koyin, they can eat Truma. So we see if we can hear that. What? What do you mean? The new guy says, I don't want it. So what does Shimon clearly say? It goes back to the donor. Not like the Shlok, who said that it's hefker, but back to the donor, and therefore whatever the status of the owners, that's what they are. Now, Vavino, we're trying to understand what's going on here. But Tarakama, I feel the aim of a tzav, Tarakama holds even the guy approaches, I don't want it, he's kainit, why? Amar Rabbi, Tema Rabbi Yechon, goes as follows. Bitzavach me'ikara, if he shouted from the beginning, I don't want it, kuliyam le'plikil le'kani, of course it's not kainit, you can't force him. Shosak, if he was quiet, ulubis, safe, tzav, then scream, kuliyam le'plikil le'kani, everyone agrees that you are kainit, ki pligi. Everyone agrees you are kain, like the opinion that because we said before that there's no machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. They're both talking about different cases. So if you were quiet and then you screamed, that means you were kain and you change your mind, too late. If you want to get rid of it, make him hefker or something. Ki pligi, you know the machlekes, Rabbi Shimon Chama, shezik lo de ach v'shasek. There was a third party there. You gave it to a third party and said, here, pick this up and have in mind that person. And that person was standing there. He didn't say a word when you gave it to him. When that person, the third party, gave it to you, the beneficiary, suddenly you screamed, I don't want it. How do we interpret those actions? Is it a changing mind, or this is a reflection or revelation to us what he always thought from the beginning? The keep pleading, the Achav Shoy was quiet, and he screamed, since he was quiet in the beginning, then this person was on your behalf. Now, when he was about to receive it, he started to shout and protest, changed his mind, so too late. That the end reveals on the beginning. Another what? That shows all along he was going to protest. He didn't want it. He said, how come he didn't protest when he saw that the third party was receiving on his behalf? Why didn't he scream till now? He thought, what am I going to scream for? It's nothing to do with me yet. It hasn't come to me yet. So therefore, why should I scream? This is Matisse. What happened? Why? I don't know why, but he did. He asked Bizoich on their behalf. Maybe the guy didn't have any hands. He had full of bags in his hands. So he said, take it and give it on his behalf or something. Torah will be learned. Shchivmera, if a guy is dying, remember, Shchivmera already dies, even though he doesn't write in contract, when he says something, it's like, Mamish Kosov Bechosov Dami. Shchivmera Domer, he said, these are my last minute instructions. Truma Simes was employing to give $200 to Reuven. Vishalish Mazel Plenya, $300 to Shimon. Vaba Mazel Plenya, $400 to Levi. Now we know when it comes to Shtaris, the first Shtar is written is the one that takes. You do first, you carry out first, the second star is second, the third star is third. But when it comes to speaking, you cannot speak all three at the same time. So we don't take it at any specific order, we take it as if you really wanted to say all three at the same time, because you couldn't. Therefore, ain't oimrin kol hakoydim b'shtar zoich. We don't say.
That's a difference in the amount.
The amount's definitely different. It doesn't mean anything. Maybe I wanted to say the last guy first, I just could, or all three at the same time, I just couldn't. The amounts don't reflect on who's first, who's second, who's third. It doesn't mean anything. If you read the other way around, if I said the first guy gets 200, the second guy gets 300, the third gets 400. So the third guy becomes first because he has the largest amount.
I would take it if he says number one gets 200, two gets 300, no, I would take it like that. Well, why would you?
Because you cannot speak more than one word at a time. So therefore, we're saying because.
He has to know what he's talking about.
Yeah, 100%. But we're saying that the order doesn't, is not halach, doesn't mean anything. There's no order. Lefichah, therefore. Yeah. Yeah, and the question will be the next case. If a lender then is owed money, he doesn't go to the last guy. By shtar, the din is by shtar. First, you go to the last guy who was a beneficiary, and if it's not enough to cover the loan, then you go to the guy before and the guy before. Here, he goes to all three equally. If he said the following, like, this is what you're saying. Give $200 to Reuven. The achra, then you add the word, and afterwards. See, in the first case, you didn't say afterwards. You just said 100 to here, 200 here, 300 here. You're saying, and afterwards, so you're putting an order in, Leplaini to Shimon, then the Achra of Leplaini, then afterwards go to Levi. We say, then you say, whoever is first in the Shtar is Zeichel. Then if there's a loan out there, he goes to the last guy. Ain't Lai gave him, if he doesn't have, he goes to the guy before him. And Ain't Lai gave him Mishrafanov, go to the guy before him. Thought about me learned. When a guy is dying, Sha'amar, he says, this is what he said. Right before he died, he says, Tunu Masayim Zuz Lepleini, I want you to give $200 to who? To Bni Bechor, to my son, the Bechor. I want you to Karolot, as he is deserving. Now, how do we understand this? The Bechor is entitled to a double portion. Is he saying that the $200, that's the double portion? Or is he saying, over and above the Bechor, yeah, I like him, or he's a good boy, I want to give him an extra $200. How do we interpret his actions? So then it is night long, he takes the $200, vin night las b'chayrasay. This doesn't in any way eat into his b'chayrashaft, he gets both. But if he said, imama b'chayrasay, he says, here's $200 as your b'chayrashaft. Clearly he's saying that this $200, yeah, it's part of the b'chayrashaft. But now the question is, which one, now, but if, let's say he looks around at the properties, if he would be a b'chayr and take his double portion, the properties would be worth $700, the extra portion. He's giving $200 cash as your b'chayr. He has a choice now, which one? You can't take both. He's saying these $200, that's your b'chayr shaft. Other than, exactly. So the b'chayr has the choice. The father doesn't have the choice, the b'chayr has the choice. Yodoy alo yoyne, the b'chayr has the choice. Ratzon noitlon, if he wants to take $200, let's say he wants cash. Or ratzon noitlon b'chayr, or he takes the estate, the double portion. Yeah. But it's his choice. Shchiv Meragai is dying, Sha'amar, he said, about his wife, Tnu Masayim Zuz Lepleini, Ishti, I want you to give $200 to my wife, and he adds, Karola, like she deserves, so how do we interpret it? Is that in place of the Ksuva, or that's over and above the Ksuva? Noitlasan, Venoitel Ksuvasa. Because he said, Karola, like she deserves, he's saying, whatever she deserves as a thing, plus I'm giving her a present before I die. But Im Oma Big Ksuvasa, so I'm giving her $200 as her Ksuva, so then, if she takes that $200, that's the ksuva. But the ksuva itself might have more than it. She might have nixim malugin there, whatever it is. So then we say, her choice, which one she takes. Yodo alal yoin, rotza noitlasa. If he wants, he takes the $200. And rotza, if she wants, noitel ksuvasa. She can go ahead and take her ksuva. Sorry? Karola means, she was so good to me. She's such a good person. She deserves a present. She deserves a present. All right, what'd you say?
The same as...
Yeah, it's a b'chayr. Exactly, same thing. But the next case is different. Shechiv Merah, a guy who's dying, Sha'amar, he says, Tnuma science was l'plein about chayvi, give $200 to that person who lent me money, karoloi. Now, the way we learn to now karoloi means over and above, whatever I owe him, plus this. But here, no, I'm giving him a gift. Noitlon v'noitl chayvi. So it didn't say here, he takes the $200, a dying man's gift, and he takes the collector's chayv. That's what Gemara says. We'll soon see that it can't be that. But if he says, b'chayv, the $200, that's in place of the chayv. So regardless of how much the chayv was, let's say it's $500, if you accept the $200, that's it. you Michael the rest of the chayv. Neitlan bechayvay. You should know Amad. He's fetching money. It doesn't make sense here. When it comes to bechayv, because he says the guy lent money Corolla, neitlan bechayv. Why should get paid double? The guy lent me $500, and I said, give him $200 like he deserves. Why would you think he means 500 plus 200? Why should he get extra 200? Vidilma Corolla bechayv. Maybe what he meant, even though he didn't speak Corolla, maybe what he meant was like what he deserves as part of his chayv. Amar Rav Nachman Levuna, I'll explain to you what it means. Because he says Karola, he meant something over and above the Chayv. How do I know? This follows Rabbi Akiva. We learned in Hamaychas Abaye is the Dayek Lishni said. If you remember Rabbi Akiva's of the opinion that a person when he sells, he's always benevolent and he's generous. And if I sell you a part in my house, I'm selling you also the roads to get there. You don't have to buy it from me. And vice versa, if I sell you the house and I leave for myself something, if I want to be able to access why, I need to buy it back from you. Because I'm moicher, ba'ayin yofa moicher. And the Chacham say, no, moicher, ba'ayin ro moicher. If I sell you my house and I keep for myself the boyer, the well inside the house, I don't have to buy the access way. Obviously, exactly. That's the Chacham. But Rabbi Kiva says, no, I'm moicher, ba'ayin yofa moicher. If I say to you, I'm selling you the house, we learned before that a house does not automatically include the well, which is in the chatzar. If I say Imka the Reima, the above, you know, the air rights and the mining rights, doesn't include the well. But what happens if I say I'm selling you the house, the chatzah, and I'm not selling you the well? Why did I have to add the words I'm not selling you the well? Happy halacha, the well is not included. It says Abba Kiva. So even though normally if I sell you the house and I keep the well, I don't keep the access way. But if I added the words and I'm keeping the well, which was totally superfluous, why am I saying it? We're medayik, a person is very careful with the words. What I'm trying to say is that my focus is not so much on the sale of the house, it's more on what I'm retaining for myself, and I want to keep the access way. Because I said extra words, I'm trying to intimate something that would not have been included otherwise. What is that? The access way. Over here, the same thing. To say that he meant pay up the chayv, and if he wouldn't have said it, you wouldn't have to pay the chayv. You have to pay the chayvis. So it must be that he's adding something over and above the chayv. Not only the chayv, but also these $200. I'm holding back the boy or the deuce of different wells. Even if I wrote the height and the depths, so the chlikach le'derech has to buy an access way. So generally speaking, if I hold back the boy or the deuce, even though I wrote umkevreim, then I still have to buy an access way because when I sold you generously. Fine. Chum say you don't have to. Umoyder abakive bezman sha'amal chutz me'elu. If he clearly spells out, I'm selling you the house, but I'm not selling you these, which he didn't have to say because any hapei halacha they're not sold. She'enu tzarich likach loy derech. Then he doesn't have to buy an access way. Why not? Because why did I add those words to include an access way for myself? Alma, what do we see? Kivan de lo tzarich. If you didn't need to say those words, he did say it. Litfuye milzikos. He's coming to strengthen his position. Hachanami here too by the Baal Chayv. Kivan de lo tzarich. I owe the money to the Baal Chayv. I don't have to add that. Uka amma litfuye milzikos. And he said it. Litfuye milzikos. He's coming to what? To strengthen his position or what? I want to give the Baal Chayv not only the $200, but I'm giving him, not only the loan, but I'm giving him the $200 extra.
The word litfuye is in Russian.
Add.
Is
yeah,
it
yeah.
More?
Is it strengthen or add, yeah. Tarabonim, our Rabbonim learned, Shechiv Meragai, he's dying, Shamar, he says, Mona Yeshli, eight supplies. There's $100 of mine sitting in that person's estate. In other words, that guy owes us money. So Reuben is dying, and he says to his children and the agent there, that Shimon owes me $100. The question is, can the Edim, because everything that he says you have to write down. But here, someone else owes you money. Can you just trust the guy and write it down? There's no verification, there's no proof. The Edim can write, Afapisha in Makin, even though they don't know for a fact that this is true, they can write it down. And because they can write it, to make the guy feel good. If the guy doesn't feel that you don't trust him, that in itself might kill him. Now, because you're writing it down without any corroboration, no evidence whatsoever, then this particular shtar can't be used in a court of law to say, oh, Shimon, you owe money. Why? Because Reuben said before he died that he owed money. That's not good enough. Either Edom signed on it, but the fact that Edom will sign, even though they weren't able to determine the veracity, exactly, the veracity, so therefore we're not going to take it as ipso facto. So the fich, therefore, kesho goive, when the children want to collect from Shimon the money, tzarich l'havirayv, they need to bring some kind of evidence that Shimon owes the money. The fact that the Edom signed on it proves nothing. That's a male view. However, Chamzaim say no. They hold you. It's one thing to carry out his instructions, but to write a shtar and have two Edom sign, you cannot sign unless you know 100% of what you're signing is authentic. And therefore, we're not going to let Edom sign. And the only way they can sign is if they know it's authentic. And therefore, the children end up with such a shtar, they can use it to collect from Shimon. Because Edom would have definitely checked it out, and we trust Edom. The Chachamim ain't koisvin Eliim came akidin that they should not write unless they know for a fact. Therefore, kashu goyve when they collect ain't tzarich lahavi raya. The children don't need to bring raya. That's the best raya. You have a star with Eidim. Amr Nachman, Amr Nachman said, Amr Lihuna, Huna said to me, Tana Rab Meir Oimir ain't koisvin. We look at another brayse. Rab Meir says you don't write. Another brayse we learned here. This brayse we learned. Rab Meir says you write. To Mephias, another Bryce that may said you don't write, and the Chachamim say you do write. But after Meir Lo Amar Ella, even Meir says don't write. Why don't you write? Mishum Bezin Toy. You know why you hold you don't write? Because even though there's no credibility to the Shtar, Meir is worried that you go to another Bezin. Not every Bezin with Tamil Chachamim, and they're going to see a Shtar with Edim. They're going to go to say to the children, go ahead and collect from Shimon. They're not going to think to ask the Edim. But did you know this for a fact, or did the Shimon tell you this as he's dying? Not every bezin knows what they're doing. It's worth the salt, and therefore the mayor says, "We don't don't write it, and we're not going to use it." Omer Rav Dimi Menadoya, you know, said Hilchasa. The halach is, however, like a chamim, we'll write it because ain't choishin le bezin tain. We don't believe that there's a bezin out there who doesn't know what they're doing. And if a bezin sees the shtar, they're going to ask, "So who wrote it? When it was written?" And they find out the shchimah, they're going to say, "Sorry, we're not going to accept it." You're telling me we're not worried about a bezin who makes mistakes. How is this different than Rava? Rava says, "Ein chutzin." If a woman walks into a bezin and says, "Look," and walks in with a man, she says, "This is my brother-in-law. When I'm getting married, give me a chalitza." The question is, can bezin just go ahead and do it, or bezin has to first investigate to make sure that this sister-in-law, this brother-in-law, because she might be she's the woman who wants it, but this might not be a brother-in-law. This might be some friend of his doing a favor, you know, going through the motions, and she'll have a shtar chalitza and go and get it free, because she knows her brother-in-law wants to marry her, and the brother-in-law doesn't want to give her a chalitza. So she goes to some bezin who doesn't know who she is, with a good friend of hers, an actor or something, that she paid a few dollars, and that's what they do. So Rava says, we're very suspicious. Ein chotzin, we will not give chalitza to a woman, elim kei makir, unless we know who the two parties are. The ein memadin, if a girl, 12-year-old girl, comes in, we know that this girl is a 12-year-old girl of this, and this is the husband. Leficha, therefore, koisvin get chalitza ve get me. Therefore, Rava says, we will write it. The afal pishem makirin, and we will write it, even though we don't know we'll write such a shtar. Why will we write it? Because we know mishum the choishin the bezin time. Yeah, what's it? Get me afal pishem makirin. You write it, get chalitza, get me, and even though you don't recognize, isn't the reason why you write it? What's the reason that you will not? Right, that you will not give a get chalitza or a get thing unless you know they are. Because what chaysh is that one bezin is going to, you'll go to another bezin with this chalitza too. She wants to get married. So bezin will say, where's your star chalitza? She'll produce it. And the bezin won't know to ask, was it verified or not verified? Was it the attack of your husband, your brother-in-law or not your brother-in-law? Because bezin won't know. So we see we are chaysh to a bezin toy. What did you say a minute ago? We're not chaysh to a bezin toy. And here we are. Thank you, Mother Lane. No. If we answer this, boss, my time, Alamashun the Chayshin the Bezdin time, we're worried that the Bezdin will make a mistake. Say, Marlai, no. Bezdin, boss, Bezdin, Loidaika. You know why by a Bezdin we are worried about mistakes and why we need to verify? Because when a Bezdin sees a Hempik or Bezdin sees a Shtachel, who writes Shtachelitzis? Not two ways. I mean, you're a Bezdin. One Bezdin never checks after another Bezdin. Because then that in itself will plant seeds in people's minds. Hey, the bezins don't trust each other. Why would I ever go to bezin in the first place? So we never have a bezin double checking another bezin. So because one bezin does not double check another bezin, we don't want this to be. We want to make sure before you give a chalitza, you check it out. Mashenkin, in our case of the shechivah, there's no bezin. There's two agents sitting in the guy's room. He's dying, and they record whatever he says. There, we believe bezin will make a mistake. If they see a shtar, they're going to ask the question. They'll check it out.
Because the Edim don't necessarily know the halacha.
Exactly.
Whether or not you should write it.
And bezdin, the basa Edim daiki. But a bezin, if all it was looking at a shtar of Edim, they will ask a lot of questions. Who wrote it? Where was it written? And what were the circumstances? And so on and so forth. So therefore.
Says that we do write.
Oh, so we're saying like this. The Edim can sign, even though the Edim don't know who the brother is, because the Edim trust the Bezdin that they did their investigations. They would not have given the stamp of Chalitza. Edim cannot do a Chalitza without a Bezdin. You need a Bezdin.
Right.
So therefore, the Edim can sign on it, even though they don't know who this woman is, Shabbos or this thing, they can sign it. That's what we're saying here. Because the Bezdin did the homework. Okay, Shabbos, everybody.